Where your party station joins the world of basketball. This is the Courtside Podcast with Jake and Aiden.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the second episode of the Courtside Podcast with your hosts. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Jake.
And it's the day after draft day. Draft day went really well last night. I thought there was a lot of great picks, a lot of bad picks, and that's what we're really going to talk about. So
we are officially closer to the NBA start date, ladies and gentlemen. We are here. We had the draft last night, and we're ready to go over it. We're going to give you a recap of what we thought and what players think. We are ready. Let's dive into it.
Yeah, so pretty much today we're going to be talking about which teams we thought had their best drafts, a steal, and also somebody that we were scratching our head a little bit about. Why were they drafted here? Why were they drafted so early? So, Jake, do you want to start?
Yeah, so I'm going to start right off the bat with who I did not like. And I got to go with the pick that the Detroit Pistons decided to take at number 16. They drafted Isaiah Stewart out of Washington. For those that don't know, Isaiah Stewart was a very good college athlete. He was very strong and athletic.
He was also a very good high school athlete.
Yeah, down in the post out of Washington. He's a center. He's a big man. The only problem I have with this is Isaiah Stewart is a traditional big man from the past. We've seen the NBA go more to the big man that can shoot the three ball and take the mid-range shots. Isaiah Stewart is more of a big man that sits in the post, good at defending, but he's more of a post scorer and will grab the rebounds for you. But I think that the NBA, since the NBA is changing so much and the centers are becoming players that are like expanding their range, I don't like this pick with Isaiah Stewart. I feel like it was a little too high for him because we do see, for example, the Charlotte Hornets selected Vernon Carey, and Vernon Carey would have been a lottery pick probably 6 to 10 years ago. But now the NBA is changing so much that, you know, when centers expand their range, that's what teams want. They want centers that can shoot the ball because it's harder for a big man like Isaiah Stewart, a traditional big man from the past, to guard the centers that can expand the range. That's why I'm not sure about this pick. The Pistons received a C+ for their grade on this pick.
Yeah, so I want to talk about this a little bit. I truly believe, and I want to hear your opinion on this.
Yeah.
Definitely don't forget, we want to hear your opinions. Tweet us at Z89 Radio. We want to hear what you guys think. But most importantly, I felt like this draft class, there were a lot of centers that you're talking about that aren't really three-point shooters, and that's what the NBA is mostly made of. And yeah, just going through off the top of my head, Blue Blood, Udoki, Azubuike, yep. Out of Kansas. I don't think I've ever seen him shoot a three-pointer. No. I haven't watched enough game film of James Wiseman to know if he can shoot. I know he was an amazing high school player. He only played three games at Memphis.
He is an okay mid-range, they're saying, but –
yeah, but again,
you know, he can't, no one, you know, you're not going to find, you need like a player that can really step up and bang those shots.
Yeah, and I feel like this draft class lacked that a lot.
Yeah,
I think James Wiseman going two and probably being the best center, who we don't even know if he has a three-pointer, is definitely really surprising. And like you said, Vernon Carey was a great example at Duke. He was ACC Rookie of the Year, but he can hit an open three-pointer. I've watched a lot of his game, but I don't know if that's
not
can
his first.
Into the NBA.
It's not his first instinct, though.
Yeah. So I definitely thought it was really crazy that a lot of these centers were even drafted in the first round. Udoki Azubuike was drafted at the end of the first round.
Well, that was a shock. I think a lot of people were saying that was a shock that Azubuike went first round. People thought that he was going to fall to the second round early, kind of like where Vernon Carey fell, because, like I said, the traditional center spot from the past is not something that teams want right now.
Yeah, and going off of this center, I'm going to go on who I thought was kind of maybe the worst pick in the first round. I'm going to have to go with Jalen Smith out of Maryland. 10th overall to the Suns. So first off, I think Jalen Smith is a great player. But when you think of the Suns, you obviously think of Devin Booker, and then you think of Chris Paul, who was just recently traded. And then the next person you think of is DeAndre Ayton. They drafted him 2 years ago.
Yep.
DeAndre Ayton has been a great player for the Suns. Obviously, there's no trouble getting depth, but still, DeAndre Ayton is your star player. He's one of your stars.
And
So
I.
drafting somebody 10th overall at the same position, like, don't get me wrong, Jalen Smith averaged 15.5 points, 10.5 rebounds, one assist. But I just thought he was very early, and I also thought that there are more picks on the board that could help them. I thought some of these picks were Tyrese Haliburton, Kyra
Yeah.
Lewis Jr., and Devin Vassell.
I want to expand on that. Jalen Smith is a big guy out of Maryland, and the problem with this pick is the Suns decided to keep Dario Saric and Aron Baynes on the team, who are both experienced players that might get more minutes than Jalen Smith because they are backups for DeAndre Ayton. This is why I don't understand this pick. Why are you taking a big man when you have two other guys?
You have
Dario
multiple
Saric
big
is a
men.
yeah, Dario Saric is a power forward, but Aron Baynes is a center, and he's a pretty decent center. I mean, he's not like the star athlete on that team. DeAndre Ayton is, but he's a pretty decent center. The Suns were given a D minus with this pick, so it was not a good pick in the early top 10. I mean, this guy should have been maybe he was projected early 20s.
Yeah, I think, like we were talking about, a lot of these centers kind of weren't really fundamental yet. So it's really
Yep.
surprising that a lot of them went kind of early, if you would assume. Like 10 is early,
Exactly.
but I'm even talking about like Udoka, how he kind of went early in his. I think
Yeah.
how many centers were, I think there were three centers drafted in the first round. That's off the top of my head. I'm not
And then
100%
we can
sure.
also we also see a bunch of centers in the second round, which is more it makes more sense for these centers to be drafted in the second round. I'm not saying that they're not going to make a team. But, like we're saying, the NBA is changing every
Yeah. And
single
also,
day.
everybody listening, don't get us wrong. Centers, they're a very valuable position. There are many,
Of
some of the,
course.
there are many centers in the NBA that are the best players in the league. But we're just talking about how the NBA has transformed to a mostly guard needed. All
Yep.
good teams have their best guards. Centers, as you've seen the Warriors dynasty over the last couple of years, they've never really had a, I would say, top 10 center ever. And they went on a huge dynasty. So by teams just drafting these centers that we're not really 100% sure if they are, if they're three level scorers, that's what you kind of need in the NBA right now. You need a center that if they're given space, they can hit a three pointer.
And don't get us wrong. I mean, we know that there are centers that are in the NBA that are the traditional centers that cannot shoot the
Of
three ball
course.
as well. What we're saying is,
When you're drafting someone,
as the NBA is evolving in time, it is harder for these centers to be the prime and top guy on a team when they're coming from the when they're like a past center.
yeah, of course.
It's harder for centers to develop that are more traditional than ones that can expand the range.
Yeah, so I wanted to move on to who I thought was the biggest steal of the night, and then Jake, you can go next.
Yeah.
This was a kind of later pick for me. This was a second round. You may not have been up to watch this, but my favorite pick,
We're
and I would
always
say
up.
this was a
We gotta
steal.
watch that.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to anybody listening.
I'm joking, yeah.
The 48th overall pick, Nico Mannion to the Warriors. Nico Mannion,
Love
point
it.
guard out of Arizona. As many people have heard, and if you have not heard, I'll break the news to you. Klay Thompson was practicing yesterday, came down with a severe right lower leg injury. They're
Yep.
assuming that it's a possible torn Achilles.
He will be
No
getting an
reports have been
MRI,
out
I
yet,
believe.
but that
I
is
think
kind
he's
of
getting
the,
a.
he's getting an MRI soon, but it's kind of the word around town that it has to do with his Achilles. And I pray for Klay Thompson. I hope he's okay. I know you do too, Jake. But I wanted to dive in on this pick because I think this pick has a little bit more meaning than a lot of people think. Nico Mannion, I thought, was one of the best point guards in college basketball this year. Freshman, one of the highest ranked point guards coming out of his class last year. Nico averaged 14, 5, and 2.5 with 1.2 steals per game. He's a fast guard. I think he can do it with both hands. Great finisher. Played with one of his fellow teammates, Josh Green, who from
Yep.
Australia was drafted early in the night to the Dallas Mavericks. I think this is a great pick because I think this guy can have a lot of chem. And I'm not saying it's going to be Clay and Curry out there. I'm saying for a rookie coming in, I think this is one of the best rookies that can kind of work with Curry if Clay is not well for the season, if he is injured with an Achilles injury, because we've seen before with Kevin Durant, Achilles injuries are really bad, and I feel really bad because Klay Thompson was pushing really hard to come back for this season off an ACL, and now another leg injury really hurts. But even if Klay Thompson is healthy, I think this pick is great because it gives the Warriors depth. And I think that's the most important thing in the NBA because the Warriors last season were obviously horrible, and it showed that their depth wasn't there. I think
Yeah,
this pick can really help them out, and that's why I love this pick, and I thought it was honestly one of the biggest steals of the draft.
I agree with you. This pick was very good. What people need to know is Nico Mannion was discussed by many people as a potential lottery pick. The guy was a great college player, and for the Warriors, that number at the pick 48, I think that's a great pick. The guy got an A minus. On the grade, the Warriors did a great job with this pick. Some teams might be sleeping in the second round because they don't really care that much. But I really do like this Nico Mannion pick.
Yeah, so Jake, I wanted to hear what you thought was the
Yes.
biggest steal of the draft.
So I'm going to go right into it. The Sacramento Kings, I believe, got one of the, I guess you can call him a steal. The guy with Tyrese Haliburton out of Iowa State was projected in the top five and fell to the number 12. With this, I mean, the Sacramento Kings were not expecting Tyrese Haliburton to be available at pick 12.
I
For
gotta be
him,
honest with you, Jake, before you go on. I truly didn't think this pick was that special, and I'll go into it. But I thought there were a lot, not at 12, obviously, about 12, Haliburton falling, but I thought there were better players than him leading up to it. I think
I'm just saying, like
players
this,
like
well,
Denny Avigi, who weren't drafted, Obi Toppin, who wasn't drafted, and we can go into that on some other picks. I think Patrick Williams was a little bit surprising to a lot of people coming out of Florida State.
that
And
was it.
then,
But what I'm saying is Tyrese Haliburton, he can play behind De'Aaron Fox. The guy's got a great shot. He's 6'5". He can play off the ball. He's a true point guard. And I think the Kings really got a great pick with Haliburton. He was a great player out of Iowa State. Kings got an A-plus grade on with this pick. So for someone that was supposed to be in the top five, fell to 12, I believe that is a pretty good steal for the Kings. And I would be happy if I was in the Kings organization.
Yeah, and something I wanted to add on from what I've said previously about the Suns. I think the Suns, who had the 10th pick, would have loved to pick up Tyrese Haliburton. I don't know why they didn't, especially with a 37-year-old Chris Paul coming in. This kid could kind of, you could give the keys to play with Devin Booker. So
When
if I had to
Paul
pick a spot for
retires,
Tyrese,
exactly.
Tyrese Haliburton probably should have been drafted there. I don't think the Suns made a great pick with Jalen Smith, but that's why it's such a steal because he fell. And the last thing I wanted to talk about on this podcast was
Let
what
me just
Jake,
let
what?
me just add on to something. There's a player that has been in my mind, and I really like, he's kind of one of those players that can have an up or down in the league, and I want to know what you think. With the Sixers drafted Tyrese Maxey out of
I like him.
Kentucky at the
And
21st pick.
I like him.
I know, but the only problem for those that don't know, Philadelphia, they acquired Danny Green and Seth Curry. So maybe, they had that insight before. Well, they had the Danny Green insight, but I don't know. He's just another non-shooter in the NBA on Philly, who's not a very good shooting team to start off with. So it's a little fishy, I think, this pick. It can go
Well,
up and down both
here's one
ways.
thing I want to say, and then I'm gonna move on to our next
Yeah.
topic. But I think Tyrese Maxey, and this has nothing to do with anything, but Tyrese Maxey signed under Clutch
Okay.
Sports. Ben Simmons is run by Clutch Sports. I know Ben Simmons was in attendance at Tyrese Maxey's pro day. Obviously, he saw what this kid can bring. And I'm not saying Ben Simmons made the pick, but I'm saying there could definitely be some good chemistry there. I think Danny Green and Seth Curry are two great players. I think they're both veterans. This kid is a rookie. I think if he is learning behind these two players, I think he could be a great player. And
he also has time
obviously
to
he
prove
needs to work on his
shoot.
Shot, like
yeah.
you said.
He also has time to
develop.
He's got to
work on his
Correct.
Shot, but Ben Simmons hasn't worked on his shot. He's been in the league forever.
Oh, that's
yeah. But I wanted to move on. I wanted to move on to the my last topic. I want to hear from you, Jake. I wanted to hear some of, and we could go back and forth on this, but some of the best draft classes we thought for each team. Like, if you could pick two or three teams that you thought had the best draft class last night, who would it be and why?
You know, right off the bat, I got to say Golden State. We can look at the history on Golden State. They never really had a true center, like an all-star type caliber center. Adding James Wiseman to this team is great. And especially, it sounds even better before the Klay Thompson news, but now that Klay Thompson, you know, could be out, adding Nico Mannion in the 48th pick, what you said, even brings this team to become a stronger team in depth and just play better together as the team chemistry just keeps on rising and rising. This team, I think, needed a true, like, now that they have a center, you know, we all know about that DeMarcus Cousins thing, but James Wiseman, young guy, I think he could be a great center. He can make a big impact right away. I think the Warriors did a great job in this draft.
Yeah, I thought the Warriors did an amazing job, and they were one of my highly ranked teams. But another team I wanted to move on to was the New York Knicks. I got to give Leon Rose a lot of credit. Knicks have been known for the past couple of years of just picking guys that weren't great and guys that just came out as busts. But I think they did a great job. I think Obi Toppin fell into the Knicks' lap. I'm surprised that he did, because I do think he was one of the best players in this draft. I think he's one of the most athletic players in this draft, as many people have seen. The guy lives above the rim. Yep. As he said on TV last night, if you were watching, ever since he could first dunk, he knew he would never do a layup again. That's how athletic this guy is. I would recommend, if you've never seen him, OBITOPPIN. Obi Toppin, type that into your computer, type that into your phone, go watch his highlights. If you're a New York Knicks fan, you should be pretty happy.
I think a lot of that has to do with the Knicks acquiring Tibbs. Tom Thibodeau as the new head coach. The guy has a lot of experience. A lot of veterans talk highly of him. I think with the Knicks bringing him in, he kind of helped that organization with this draft, and, you know, they did very well. The only thing I would say, the Knicks got another forward. I don't know about that. I feel like the Knicks draft
here's,
a forward.
Here's
I,
what I
feel like
to
the
draft.
I feel like the Knicks draft a forward all the time. I would rather them pick a point guard. Maybe Killian Hayes could have been a great pick, who got picked right before them, which, you know, they didn't have a chance. But Tyrese Haliburton was available. But I do like Obi Toppin.
Here's what I like.
That.
Jake,
he's probably
going to
be,
I
he's probably
talk
be
about.
A great guy. Yeah.
Here's what I want to talk about. Obi Toppin, I truly believe, is a player. If he falls to you at number 8, you cannot pass on him. I think he's that great of a player. He was the Wooden Player of the Year last year. Yep. I think he was Player of the Year in the AAC. Amazing player. The guy, you have to watch him to see. It amazes me when I watch him step on a basketball court. I think, I don't know if he can. I hope he could play the 3. So my ideal kind of starting lineup for the Knicks, and their second pick was Emmanuel Quickley out of Kentucky, which I also loved. Coach Cal, I've never seen him so hyped to see somebody get drafted to the Knicks. But he just talked about his work ethic and how great of a player he is. So I'm really excited to see that. But my ideal thing or starting lineup could be Quickley at point, RJ at shooting guard. You have Obi Toppin at small forward. If he can work that, if he can't, then I don't know why you picked him. because you have Randall and Robinson, Julius Randall and Mitchell
Yeah.
Robinson, two great guys that I liked. I think they really helped the Knicks last year. But Obi Toppin, if he could fit into that three spot, I'm not saying the Knicks are making the playoffs. I'm saying the Knicks have a good starting lineup. The thing they need to work on is obviously depth. But this is why I like the Knicks spot. I feel like they kind of picked out with their first pick. Obviously, you can't pass on Obi Toppin. Obi Toppin was projected top five. I'm surprised he dropped to eight. I was excited. He's a Brooklyn kid, so he's coming home. I love to hear
Yep.
those stories. He was
Oh, I
crying last
wouldn't.
night. It was great to see. But it's just I thought they had a good draft class, at least in the past 5 years. They've had probably their best draft class. They got these two guys. They made a couple trades last night, which I liked. No players, just picks and stuff, but I thought they did a great job in how they kind of worked it. And I kind of like to see what Leon Rose is going to do with this team. I'm really excited for the Knicks to play. And my last team that I want to talk about, and then Jake, you could go, Charlotte Hornets. Some of you may hate me for this. Some of you may love me. I think LaMelo Ball is the best player in this draft. He's been through a lot. I've been watching him since he was 14, 15 years old. When he was pointing at the halfway point, when he went to Lithuania, I followed him everywhere, and I sound like a dork, but I truly believe he's the best player in this draft, and here's why. Obviously, his college experience got screwed up because of his father, and he had his own shoe, and everybody knows about that. But he goes to Australia. There's a huge target on this kid's back. Everybody knew going into the NBL who he
Well,
was.
I think you should start off where he went first. I mean, we can talk about the Lithuania,
Sure,
how
sure.
horrible that
I'll
turned
go.
out
If
for
you do
him.
not know who LaMelo Ball is, I'll give you a little
Yeah.
summary.
Give a little background on him.
LaMelo Ball got pulled up his eighth grade year to play at Chino Hills with his older brother Lonzo Ball, who's currently a point guard for the New Orleans Pelicans, and his middle brother LiAngelo Ball, who I think maybe I've heard rumors that he was
I
on the
think
G
he's
League
on
team for OKC.
OKC Blue. Yeah.
I'm not really 100% sure where he's at right now, but this is just a huge basketball family. Pretty much, they won a couple state titles together. They played with Onyeka Okongwu, who was also drafted last night, sixth overall to the Hawks, which I kind of like that pick. But these kids, Lonzo kind of brought the family spotlight with his play. One of the best players in his class went to UCLA, balled out at UCLA, went to the NBA, went to the draft. Kind of a traditional way. LaMelo Ball played at Chino. His junior year, he was pulled out of high school to play in Lithuania. I cannot pronounce the name. It starts with a V. I would look it up. But do you know how to say it, Jake?
I do not, but all you guys got to know is he played for Lithuania. He was in the
It was
middle
a
of nowhere.
disaster.
It was a disaster. It was a
It
reality show.
crumbled. After
Yeah.
Lithuania, he wanted to go back to high school, which he went. He played at Spire Academy. He played with Michigan State shooting guard Rocket Watts and I think Kentucky commit Isaiah Jackson. He played with good players at Spire and ended up being a five star and I think top 20 in the country. Couldn't go to college still, so he decided to take his talents to the NBL, which is the Australian Basketball League, professional league, followed by RJ Hampton as well, another top player in that class. I think he averaged 17, 7, and 7, won Rookie of the Year, had a huge name on his back, and NBA teams were flocking to Australia to see how good
And
this kid was.
I believe Andrew Bogut, they were saying last night, Andrew Bogut
Andrew Bogut, NBA
said that
champ.
he was the best. Yeah, Andrew Bogut, NBA champion, Golden State Warriors 2015, said that LaMelo Ball was the best passing point guard he's ever played with. And Andrew Bogut's played with Stephen Curry, two-time MVP. So that has something to say for LaMelo Ball.
Yeah, I think LaMelo Ball is going to come in, be one of the best. I hope he wins Rookie of the Year, but I think he's going to be one of the best passers in the NBA, not even his draft class. I think that's what he's gotten. Something that LaMelo Ball needs to work on is his shooting. I think he's a good shooter, as many people see in the videos, but they don't see the videos of him clanking it off the backboard. He has a terrible shooting percentage. So I think coming to an
What I
NBA
found
team.
interesting was Lonzo had a better shooting percentage than LaMelo coming into the NBA.
Yeah.
So that's something that LaMelo needs to work on. Yeah.
I think that's the only thing you need to work on. But other than that,
Defense too.
and defense, but he's a 6'7" point guard. You don't see that often, especially
I know
working with two
that's
hands.
crazy.
I think he could be a great player. I'm excited to see him play. I think Charlotte is a good spot for him. I know they have Terry Rozier, so I want to see how they kind of work that out. But if you're drafting somebody third overall, you're handing them the keys and you're telling them to go with it. And then what do you think, Jake?
I'm gonna agree with you on that. I think Charlotte did a great job with this draft. Like you said, LaMelo is a 6'7" point guard. You rarely find that. You gotta take it where when it comes. So, and we also get to see if for those that don't know, I'm gonna throw out something a little funny right here. LaVar Ball, LaMelo's father, can now finally play Michael Jordan, the owner of the Charlotte Hornets, in a one-on-one. LaVar Ball has been trolling Michael Jordan about how he can beat him one-on-one. I think that's a little that's some funny stuff right now that LaMelo, his youngest son, is coming to Charlotte to play under Jordan.
Here's the thing. I think it's all funny and stuff.
It's
I think now
hilarious.
that he was drafted, LaMelo Ball needs to kind of, I'm not saying push away his father, but there can't be any more antics. I think Lonzo Ball has done a great job over the past couple of years of getting LaVar Ball off his back, because as many people saw his rookie year, Lonzo had a huge target on his back because of what his father was saying, how he's better than Steph Curry and how he's the best player in the world. LaMelo,
Yep.
especially getting drafted to Michael Jordan's team and all the talk that that LaVar's been saying, that's gotta stop. And I love the antics. I love how LaVar, he's a businessman at the end of the day, but it's for his son now. It's not for him anymore. His son
Yeah.
was now drafted to an NBA team. I think it's hilarious, but at the end of the day, it's gotta stop. And
He's got to move on.
I think LaMelo is I guess professional enough to kind of tell his father, yo, you got to stop doing this. Like, this is my job now. This is my life. Like, you have to chill.
Yeah.
Like, he was never drafted to an NBA team before. That's a huge accomplishment. And I feel like we've been talking about LaMelo a lot. I wanted to bring up their last pick of the Hornets. They drafted Vernon Carey, Duke center. I liked it. The only thing, like we talked about earlier, was that he's not really a shooter
Traditional
and
big
he's a
man.
traditional
Yep.
big man. But other than that, those were the two draft picks. I thought this NBA draft was great. We want you to tell us what you thought of the draft, who your steals were, who your teams were. We want to know who you like, who you don't like, who you hate.
Yep.
So tweet us at Z89 Radio. That is at Z89 Radio. And tell us what you thought. We're going to be coming with you soon to with a free agency podcast. We want to talk about what's going on in free agency. But other than that, I think that's it, Jake, right?
Yeah, and stay hyped, stay ready. The NBA season kicks off December 22nd. Let's get it, guys.
Yep.
Have a good day.
Peace.